Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. For 20 years, Newton guitarist Paul Spidell has mixed blues with rock, jazz, and funk.
Now the Chicago native is celebrating two decades of music with a new EP called Gratitude. This is the title track.
Gratitude is what Spidell will be celebrating with his band tomorrow night at Sculler's Jazz Club in Cambridge. They'll be appearing with special guest pianist David Maxwell and singer Tony Lynn Washington. Again, that's the song Gratitude by the Paul Spidell Band. It's the title track of a new EP they've just released in celebration of their 20th anniversary. Paul Spidell himself now joins us in the studio to play for us and to talk about his new EP. Paul, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Sasha.
And also with us is Ed Spargo on bass. Ed, welcome to you. And he's waving over in the corner. And Tony Lynn Washington on vocals. Tony, good to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much.
And Paul, would you tell us a little bit about the name of this album? It's coming out at a perfect time of year to be talking about gratitude, right? It's when many people at Thanksgiving and Christmas start thinking about it. Why did this album get that name?
Well, first off, I'm fortunate to be able to be a musician in a time when the arts are having trouble getting funding and digital technology is changing the way the landscape has been sort of promulgated. So being able to just be a musician, it makes me very grateful. the audiences have been great here in Boston and the New England area, and the fellow musicians like we have here today have been very supportive of me. And so, you know, 20 years of being in the business, just looking back, that's kind of the feeling I have, is I'm just grateful to be here and be able to play for people.
So the title, so the album title sort of came naturally given the state of mind you're feeling looking at this 20-year retrospective.
Yeah, and, you know, we're a blues-based group, and we have different incarnations with singers and sometimes instrumentalists, and, you know, everybody has highs and lows in their lives, and when I go through tough times, I kind of look back and take stock of what I have at the end of that, and gratitude's kind of where I find myself.
Paul, your mom is a gospel piano player?
Yeah. She grew up in the Pennsylvania mountains playing hymns, but in a ragtime style.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you think that listening to her, growing up with her, does that sort of infiltrate your music today?
Yeah, definitely, because she would play the old gospel tunes, but she would improvise while she was playing. Now, I don't know why. Maybe she didn't learn the tunes all the way through. But she would always, you know, jazz up the endings of the songs and, you know, play around with the melody when she was playing it. And, you know, when she grew up, her family had a little string band. My uncle played a stand-up bass.
Oh, so it's been the family for a long time.
Yeah, on that side. They never really, you know, they played a few dances, but I think she always had that kind of thinking. So, you know, it gives you permission to do what you want to do.
That's right. Is there something bluesy you can play for us?
Yeah, we're going to open it with Every Day of the Blues.
Okay. I think. All right, yeah. Go for it.
Every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. Now when you see me worrying, baby, is it you I hate to lose? Nobody loves me, nobody seems to care. Nobody loves me, nobody seems to care. Just bad luck and trouble, don't you know, I've had my share. I'm gonna pack my suitcase, I'm gonna move on down the line. Yes, I'm gonna pack my suitcase, move on down the line. Where there ain't nobody worrying and there ain't nobody crying. seems to me every day. Every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. When you see me worrying, baby, it's you I hate to lose. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. Nobody loves me. Nobody seems to care. I'm talking about bad luck and trouble. Don't you know I've had my share? Yes, I'm gonna pack my suitcase, move on down the line. Early in the morning, I'm gonna move on down the line. Where there ain't nobody worried and there ain't nobody crying. Seems to me every day, every day, every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. When you see me worrying, baby, it's you I hate to lose. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Paul Spidell Band playing Every Day I Have the Blues. That's Paul Spidell himself on guitar, Ed Spargo on bass, and Tony Lynn Washington on vocals. Thanks to you, all of you. That was really beautiful. And it was fun to watch you play and sort of look at each other back and forth as you went. Paul, you grew up in a Chicago suburb, is that right?
That's right.
So how'd you end up in Boston?
For a girl.
Simple answer.
That's it.
Then why stay in Boston, especially because the blues scene is stronger in places like Chicago or even Memphis?
I actually just put down roots right away when I came out, and I started my first gig, I think, was a month after I came out here, just playing a little Italian place, playing a jazz duo. And
do you remember what little Italian place it was?
Oh, it was on Route 9. These places pop up and
disappear. And pop up
yeah,
and down. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
I couldn't even remember to tell you the name of it. But yeah, you know, you just sort of look up musicians and meet people, and I got plugged into the school system, too, so I was teaching in the Newton schools.
In the music department?
Yeah,
in the Newton
teaching,
schools?
Yep, teaching.
Oh, interesting.
Music, yeah.
So is the band now, how much of it is your full-time work versus doing things on the side?
Well, like a lot of musicians, yeah. I'm really blessed to be able to do music full-time, basically, but it's teaching, it's classroom work, it's private lessons, playing shows, producing records and special projects.
Mm-hmm. So a good mixture.
You got to do it all.
Paul, were you going to say something, Tony? It looked like, oh no, sorry. A large part of the blues, Paul, involves reworking songs often. So what would you say is your approach to cover songs?
Well, first off, you want to sort of honor the spirit of the song. You got to play the tune, basically. But I think what I personally enjoy about blues and roots-based music is the opportunity to kind of tell your own story. And I think a lot of the great songs, whether it's blues or jazz or I enjoy listening to classical music a lot, too. Sometimes you'll hear a performer interpret something and you hear not only the song or the composer, but you hear the performer as well. You kind of hear what they have to say in it. So playing blues, it's kind of built for it, really.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You have a cover of Elvis Presley's I Feel So Bad that you're going to play for us. But first, let's hear a little bit of the original, and here that is.
Like a ball game on a rainy day. Feel so bad. Like a ball game on a rainy day.
Tony and Paul, that actually has you dancing in your seats there, eager to do your own version.
I never heard that version before.
Oh, really?
I didn't know he had recorded it.
Oh, interesting. Yes. I'm glad we were here. We were able to let you hear it first.
Fantastic.
So, Paul, you are going to play it for us, but before we hear it, tell us, when you approached it, what were you thinking in terms of the twist you wanted to give it?
Well, there's two influences to play this song. One is actually Danny Kalb, who was in the Blues Project, one of the seminal original electric blues bands in the 60s. That came out. He studied with Dave Van Ronk and played in the Village with Dylan and Judy Collins and those guys. And I was very fortunate to be able to do a few shows with Danny a couple of years ago. He's come up several times. And Danny actually introduced me to that song. He does his own version of it, which is incredible. Danny Kalb is his name. He's still a performing artist and still out there doing a great job. The other one is sitting next to me, Tony Lynn Washington. I love her version of it.
Is that right? Yeah. How would you describe your version, Tony Lynn?
Well, mine is just funky. I like to give it the down home hard funk. Yes.
That the down home hard funk.
Yeah.
So you had heard a previous version, but not that one that we just played a little segment
Absolutely.
Of.
The version I heard was a gentleman out of New Orleans, and his name was Walter Wolfman Washington. Uh-huh. And I think he's the godfather of the funk. Yes. And when I heard that version, I said, that's the version I want. I've heard it done by several other artists, but that's the one that caught my eye.
All right, so let's hear a little bit of your cover. Again, this is Elvis Presley's I Feel So Bad. This is going to take us out today. And before you play, I just want to remind our listeners that the Paul Spadel Band will be performing at Sculler's Jazz Club in Boston tomorrow night. You're celebrating your 20 years together and also the release of a new EP called Gratitude. Our listeners can find more information at our website, radioboston.org. Paul Spadel, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Sasha.
And also Tony Lynn Washington to you, and also Ed Spargo. Thanks very much for coming in. So you're going to play us out again on Elvis Presley's I Feel So Bad. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.
Feel so bad, like a ball game on a rainy day. I feel so bad, like a ball game on a rainy day. Since I lost my baby, shake my head and I walk away. I wanna tell all you people, tell you just how I feel. I wanna tell everybody, tell you just how I feel. Well, I keep thinking how that man of mine gave me such a dirty deal. Sometimes I want to leave here, and then again I want to stay. Sometimes I want to leave here, and then again I want to stay. I can't seem to make my mind up, pack my bags, make my getaway. Well, I'm gonna move. You don't want me to love you just as soon as I can. I'm gonna get myself together. I'm gonna find me another man. Hey, I'm gonna move. Won't be long. You gonna look for me, yeah.